Yeah. Word up.
Yeah.
Nights up in here catching wreck.
Seeing the G, you know how we do.
Up in Baltimore.
Word is gone.
Nobody can
Nobody
be,
can be God.
Done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy though. That's ooh boy.
Yeah, they're able to distance themselves from any responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, legally, if it is unless it's a child, it is the, you know, when you talk about young people that come and sign deals, they come and they sign a deal. If they're, you know, over 18, then legally it is their responsibility to hire a lawyer and mm-hmm. be able to understand, you know, the terms of their agreement. But man, the playing field is so hard because they give them, you know, they, you remember that video of Bobby Shmurda that jumping on the table with, you know, when he was getting his deal, performing for L.A. Reid and all of the staff.
I don't think I seen that. Yeah.
It was like, dude looked so crazy in this room, like jumping on the table, rapping for these white people. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, he's giving a full concert energy.
L.A. Reid was, you know, he was the CEO, and he was, you know, one of the few raisins in a glass of milk in that month.
Wow.
And he's sitting there, you know, Bobby Shmurda made it off of, you know, rapping about GS9, his gang.
Yeah.
You know, Hot yeah. Nigga was right. the joint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. And you know, it caught on and it got their attention, so they brought him in and he jumped around like a dancing monkey and got his deal.
Wow.
And he was able to run around the country and get as much show money as he could before mm-hmm. the feds came in, because they already had a case that they were building against GS9.
Right.
And they came, scooped him up, and the record label did nothing to support him.
Nothing. Here's what's interesting. Here's what's interesting about that. So you mentioned that. Now, he sat for a couple of years, too, because he stood on, which was rare. But he stood on business like he was supposed to. If you in that,
it didn't fall on his. He didn't give up any co-defendants. Yeah.
Now, but you look since then, you got your boy Casanova,
right?
It's all Rico boy. You got who's now? Who's the dude? Is it not Young Thug?
Right.
He's going through it right now, Rico. Right.
Right.
But yet these federal agents, they didn't hit up their record labels, their parent companies.
At all.
You funded this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting them for funding it, but you're not getting the ones that funded them.
Right.
How does that make sense? You get to let them still make profit. You got the wrong lawyer, dog. You got the wrong. You need another think tank around you. I'd be like, hold up. I'd be like, I had that Dino Brown money. This thing bigger than Dino Brown, baby. I got names and lists. Like, we gonna snitch. Let's snitch. You know what I mean? We taking everybody. You all coming down with me. You know what I mean?
We all going down.
You ain't gonna put me on trial and not put them on trial.
Right.
They knew what I was doing. They was with me. Yeah, matter of fact, I told, you know, they knew how I was moving.
Right. As a matter of fact, A&R came in and was telling me, you know, was in my ear coaching me on making the hardest street records. So they were telling me to be the most authentic. So they were, you know, yeah.
They wanted proof. They wanted this. They needed to know I was real in these streets.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's interesting. So, in matter of fact, if it's a criminal empire and all this, then nobody at this point should be making money off that music.
Period.
Okay.
Period. All of that music that was promote, like, there should be no, you know, promoting of King Von or FBG Duck or, you know,
right.
guys that were, you know, that actually, that they, you know, Mo 3 and
Mo all 3, these guys. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah. That were killed behind their street activity because their street activity was real. Boosted.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? All these guys, anyone, look, I understand if you know, I understand that they're saying the music is entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just telling stories and, you know, whatever.
Right, right, right.
Right. But if it comes a time where we find out, where they're able to investigate and find out that any of it was true, then
right.
all of that should be out.
That whole thing should be out of circulation. Yep.
Not able to be sold.
Right.
And if you held the record companies accountable like that,
then they would stop pushing that type of. Matter of fact, think about this. So in a RICO case, right, they seize your houses, your car, anything that you did to profit off right. of this illegal activity was seized.
Right. Right.
So how isn't all the profits seized?
Right. All of it. All of it.
All of it.
Any profit that the record company make, all right, let's look at your books. What profit did you make off of this project?
Right.
That needs to come to the government.
That's right. That's evidence.
Hold them accountable like that and see how long they keep promoting gangster music.
Isn't that something? And we can now I've never heard this conversation or this idea anywhere before today here on God's Fall. I'm serious. I've never, and forgive me if I'm wrong, if I missed it, if somebody could put in the comments if there's another conversation, people thinking like this with like minds. I haven't heard anybody say hold these record labels. I mean, I've heard people say hold the record labels accountable, but not on this scale to seizing their profits and going through their books. How many artists do you have? Think about this. So if you have the main, let's say you got Sony.
Right.
Sony, how much did you profit off of so-and-so, and how many artists do you have like that? Wait a minute.
Not just talking about, if you're holding them accountable, then you need to look at, all right, which of their artists were found, have brought up on charges and convicted for
right.
So it was proven in a court of law that they committed these criminal acts, right?
Right.
And they especially in these RICO investigations where stuff is seized from them, if they're going to seize the property from the rapper, then they also need to seize the profits from the record company. And that's an easy process to
go through.
To go through the audit.
Yeah, look at their numbers. They get audited every year. Yeah. They get, you know, they go through their books. They got to report, do their taxes.
Yeah.
Simple.
any profits that you made off of this criminal, then, you know, not only are we taking it from the criminal, but we taking it from you, the parent company.
Yeah.
It's funny. We're talking about Debbie Dad. Parent
company. Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Parent
company. Wow.
Just when you know, that's, when you start acting out in the community, and if it's a rebellious youth that will, you know, that they don't know how to get control of, they hold the parent accountable.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you better get control of him or you gonna be fine.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's the way it needs to be in hip hop. My thing is that I ain't even tripping about, trying to make people create a certain type of art.
Yeah,
whatever it is that you do, if that's what you like to make horrorcore, you like to make drill. Yeah. Whatever it is, that's your thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm the same.
But then, if you actually are doing the stuff, which we've seen from mm-hmm. these rappers in Memphis and Chicago mm-hmm. and whatever, you're actually doing the things that you're rapping about, that you're actually, you know, you actually murder
or doing the things to rap about it.
Yeah, yeah. If Big Time will find out then that stuff is true and you get charged for it, then not only should all of your profits be taken, but all of the record, all of the parent company's profits should be taken.
That's real.
Like, that would eliminate
the mainstream parent
companies from volunteering to be deadbeat.
Right. So here's something too, because you mentioned it, I agree with it. So I don't have a problem with an artist being an artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're not going to sugarcoat life because a lot of us came from, you know, a lot of traumatic, you know, situations and different things. And part of your artistry is being able to express that. That's therapy for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Right.
To be able to express themselves. So let's just say that first. So it's not like we're saying don't rap and be skillful and speak your truth or and things, whatever the case may be. But there's definitely a difference between purposely doing things or purposely the intent of the music to produce that type of energy. That's
right.
A whole different situation. Like,
right.
I remember, like growing up in that era and then me having a love for the art and everything and just being around artists and just in the industry doing whatever, you never wanted to perpetrate a fraud. But then
right.
Kind of find out there was more frauds perpetrating than we knew. Niggas rapping it, but ain't living it. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of, and even with Big, it was, even though he did like all of, it's so crazy how the hood works, because a lot of us wasn't, you know, kingpins or whatever, but a lot of us had our hands dirty.
Sure.
So with the lyricists and the art and stuff, yeah, you fantasize, you elaborate. That's where the entertainment came in. It was just something that, you know, boom, yeah, that's dope. You know what I mean? You know, you ain't got bricks coming from Columbia and all that. If you do, you're
right.
Stupid for putting it on a line. Because I remember when I was outside, as they say, you didn't want to be on no camera or in front
right.
of a camera.
Right.
Matter of fact, you was looking around trying to make sure you wasn't on camera, just going to places because you didn't want to be seen if something went down or whatever. You didn't, being on camera wasn't the thing.
Right.
Now you got, you know, cats on social media filming the crimes.
Right. Got the guns right here.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They was like full of guns. Like,
that's crazy.
It's crazy, dog.
I don't know.
I don't know how real this was. You know, I saw the comments of the video, and some people were saying it was fake. But it was. I don't know if you've seen this, but it was some guys, and there was a guy in the back seat that you couldn't tell if he was asleep or what, but they like, yeah, this is how we do. This is how we do. This nigga owe me money. So we, you know what I'm saying? We
had, word? I did not see that.
Like,
what?
So now
a body, and they filming themselves with the body alive.
We killed them an hour ago. Yeah.
This is on Instagram? Where's this at?
On YouTube.
This is on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I don't know how real it is or not, but the thing is that if it was parody, right? If it was parody, then often they would show you something in that video to let you know, like, yo, this is ridiculous. It you know. They would let you know at some point, like, yo, that's crazy. They're making
right.
fun of people, but they weren't.
Right.
They were so serious.
I gotta
like,
look this
yeah.
up.
You know,
you gotta send me the link if you're sending your hits. Please send me that link. Please
yeah,
send me that
I,
link when
I,
you find
when
it.
When
you
I
get
come
a chance.
Across it again, when I come across
yeah.
it again, I'm gonna send it.
Yeah, because I don't want that in my algorithm. I protect my algorithm. You wanna know what's crazy? That it's gotten to a point. So even with this. So think how all this ties together now, right? You know, with the culture, especially with the influence of social media, now technology, AI is ramping up. It's going to do its own other thing in this metaverse is crazy. So I actually create different accounts for different algorithms.
Okay.
So on this particular account, this is my ignorant account, right? I have an account so for straight ignorance because, you know, I just, you know, it's part of me. I'm the ignorant. I loved ignorance for a long time. You know, I enjoy it. However, I know that's not what I need to feed myself on or the trajectory that I am. You know what I mean? Right. So it's certain things I only look up and deal with on this account alone. But that's not my account that I live in. Now, sure. On this account, I don't like ignorance leaking over to this account. I'm looking to be fed positively on this account, on this one. You know what I mean? So just depending on whatever, this account might be straight for technology alone. I might just use this account for technology and understanding the teachings and, you know, and that's the algorithm on there. So so if you once you learn, you know, what's going on, and it's kind of like with music. So when I want to chill and relax and be in my positive space, I'm all gospel music. I got a gospel playlist that's fire, right? Fire.
Right. Like,
this thing get me through. Then I got a playlist when I want to go back to the 90s and I'm chilling with the Queen. You know what I mean? I need a girl. Meet me at the altar in your right. You know what I mean? We got a list like that.
Yeah.
You know, then I got my workout joint. You know what I mean? It might be the rappers of Monkey Flipper with the funky rhythm. I be kicking musician. It's straight carpets. I'm like, you know, it don't matter. So I got a playlist for the mood that I'm in. My playlist don't mesh. It don't mesh. You know what I mean? Like, I can't have my gospel mixed in with my certain types of other music. I don't do it. Or my R&B mixed with this. And I don't do that. You know what I mean? So I do the same thing. I've learned to do that with the algorithms with these accounts because it's what feeds you constantly. And then, but I stay in a more positive account than I do in my negative account, but I'm still a nigga. What Jay say, still a nigga. So I still, you know what I'm saying? I still go to that when I need that. You know, because it's not out the system like that. So it just all depends, but it's crazy. This I'm telling you right now, with this conversation, and I'm glad that you had enough time today. I'm glad you took out time today or this evening to speak with me on this topic, because this was very enlightening even for me, for your point of view. And a lot of people don't know how deep into the music industry you actually were into, because I remember a time, wasn't you dealing with a dude that was on, what was it, on 8 Mile? Did he pass away, that dude?
Well, yeah, he did.
He did. Right? What was his name?
His stage name was Ox.
Yeah, rest in peace to Ox, man.
Yeah, in 8 Mile, his character's name was Lotto. He was he was the one with the
tank top, right?
With the white beater and the cornrows.
That was dealing with Aftermath and at the time, or who were you dealing with at that time?
So he was signed to a production company in New Jersey called Bankers.
Oh, okay.
And Bankers was signed to had a production deal with Interscope. When I was staying with me, they called me to get him to the airport, because Dre wanted to meet with him.
Right.
And so I got him to the airport. They flew him out to meet with Dre. And so I was more like a personal manager. I didn't manage his business. Right.
Right.
You know, I kind of made his schedule and got him, you know, got his studio time and, you know, made sure that, you know, that he had all his personal stuff taken care of. You know, I didn't handle any of his money or anything.
Right.
It was just, you know, us me being great friends with the guy that produced him primarily. I would be around, and Ox just, you know, took to me and respected me, and so he asked me to manage.
Okay.
After he already got the deal.
Gotcha. So, okay. No, was he originally from like Baltimore or?
Nah, he's from Orange,
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Newark.
Oh, okay.
New Jersey.
Newark. Okay.
I spent time up there. And spending time up there, I spent time with him. He took to me, wanted to, you know, ask me to manage him. And so I just managed, like, his personal affairs.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, you know, and, like, getting him a little stuff, like getting him a stylist and getting him, you know, getting his personal stuff done.
Gotcha. Was there any other instances that, like, within the industry that you or people that you connected with in the industry at that time because of that, or was it kind of just like dealing with him and that was kind of the extent? Because I know you had a lot going on yourself.
No, because I had a couple businesses going on at the time. I was still teaching. You know, I had a catering business. I had multiple vending machines. So
yeah,
an after school program. So, you know, taking on him and managing the little stuff, it was just like, it didn't take a lot of my time. It didn't take any of my time during the day. It was mainly, you know, just kind of make sure he had what he needed at night. And, you know, that's what it was.
That's good. You just made me think, too, because my daughters went to your, the summer, what was it? The camp?
Summer camp. Camp New Mexico.
And then my oldest daughter was kind of like helping out. And my youngest daughter was attending, and it's crazy because now my older daughter, she's now down there, you know, working in the church down there, you know what I mean, in Maryland as well. So, you know, I got to see if she remember, like, hey, you remember, you was always in Maryland. Like, I think she just needs to move there, but she was there for a minute, but she's too comfortable at home, man. I tried to make it uncomfortable for her, but the missus ain't having it. The business ain't happening, so I just gotta keep providing. That's it. That's why we grinding and hustling, baby. They never go nowhere, man.
Yes, sir.
yeah. But look, listen, man. This has been amazing. We got some other things to get into, but I want to say
we got plenty of time. Yeah. We're gonna get into it. I didn't expect us to talk this long, so.
Yeah, bro, that's why I'm looking like, hey, I gotta get this out, but I also gotta get up for work early, like about tomorrow morning, 5:30. I'm like,
Oh Lord,
exactly. Yeah. Listen, but nah, it's been a pleasure, brother. It's been a pleasure. And we definitely will have you back on for some more great enlightening conversations, and maybe even get into some little of the deeper stuff.
Whenever
you're ready. This is a safe place. So whenever you want to speak your truth or whatever, you know, we here for it. Because
I'm here for it.
Man. Yeah, I appreciate you though, brother, for real. Stopping by. And we're gonna see you guys on the next. So hey, make sure if you got to this point, also, please do not forget to follow, like, subscribe, share the content. We're going to keep bringing you quality conversation. Word, that's a fact. I appreciate it. God's fault. We out, baby.
Peace.
Yeah.
Nah, it's God's fault.